Looks like it's working. So part of the things that I would like to discuss with you very briefly, because it's like kind of 50 minutes interview, mm-hmm. are related to the experience that you did in New York and the possibility or the attempts to reproduce this kind of interventions in other cities mm-hmm. That had similar problems mm-hmm. in terms of congestions and traffic use and intensity of the cars, especially in South American cities. You see that Sao Paulo, for example, had similar problems, like the increase of the car use. Santiago has been a city that has introduced a lot of motorways and highways in the last probably 10 years. So the use of cars has increased quite a lot, and probably it will be interesting to draw to see what are the possibilities to do this kind of a project that you are doing in New York. Mm-hmm. If it's feasible, it is real. So maybe I will just read the question. So people say that you act in the fringe of what is very, very correct and what can be a sort of a guerrilla-style operation, because from one day to another, you just produce everything there mm-hmm. and with outstanding outcomes. So in that vein, how much of negotiation with the citizens or in position to the citizens have this kind of of intervention?
Mm-hmm. I think it's first of all important to understand that we are doing all of our transportation projects under the framework of Plan YC, which is Mayor Bloomberg's 30-year plan to take a look at what we need to do to ensure that New York City continues to grow and thrive over the next couple of decades. And that plan came together after discussions with hundreds and hundreds of New Yorkers who sat around tables and thought about what do we want our future to look like. And their conclusion was, in order for them to look out the window in 25 years and see what they like, we have to be a more sustainable city. And that means we have to design our city for people mm-hmm. and not for cars. Mm. And we have to reduce the demand for cars, and we have to increase the space for people, and we have to increase the ability of people to get around on public transit. Mm. And that means using our streets very differently. New York is a very good place to live, particularly from a carbon perspective. We're very efficient. Most of our people get around on public transit, and a lot of people walk. But we need to do more. We need to make it so that a 9 million New York City, 9 million person New York City, works better than an 8 million person New York City does today. And that means building space for people. That means prioritizing people. And it's actually good for business as well, because what we found is if you design streets that maximize the ability for people to walk, mm-hmm. The more foot traffic that you have, the better it is for stores, the mm-hmm. business and stores, because they have more people walking by, more people coming in. And so what they found is that you have much higher purchasing rates when people are walking than if they're driving through a particular area. So it's good for business. And walking is good for your health. We have a crisis of obesity in our country and a crisis of diabetes. So we have to design healthy ways for people to get around. So we're looking at active modes of mm-hmm. transportation to invest in the future.
So you include like the people's visions through this the Plan YC?
So it was through the Plan YC. And then when we do each of our projects, we do public meetings. So last year alone, we did 2,000 public meetings, which is about five times what it used to be. For Times Square, we did many, many meetings, and we did open houses, and we invited the public to come in and see what we were doing. Mm-hmm. We did the same. So Times Square, Herald Square, 9th Avenue, every single one of our projects goes is presented to the public. They give us the feedback, and then we adapt our plans accordingly.
So it was a real negotiation.
Yeah, it was a very, very... I mean, we go quickly. As soon as we get the feedback, then the difference, I think, is that we move very quickly to implement.
Yeah. That was Dan Biederman was saying.
Yes.
It was impressive.
Yeah.